Играется.
Hey, Ahmed Alice. So we're up to places over here. We had a rule. We're going to have maybe exceptions to the rule. B'kitzur, what the Gemara said was Lishkas HaGazis was half B'Kaidish, half B'Chayil. Half B'Kaidish is where he did the pious, and that had to be B'Kaidish, basically Kimalach Baragesh. The other half had to be Chal because it was the Zakin sitting there was, he was making sure everything was done up the halacha. And the way that works, it has to have one door coming from the Kaidish that makes the half, that half Kaidish, and one door coming from Chal that makes the other half Chal. The third place, Ein Yeshiva Bazara. That's a rule. Tema. That we're questioning this rule. The Emperor based is Zachim. Uma Yoshev She'oichel in Lavin Chilo. In other words, when you're eating, you could sit. But if you do have Vaidi, you can mechal it. Whatever the Gemara says over there. So it sounds like you can eat when you're sitting. Hold on, what's going on? And Yeshiva Azara, so he said as a rule, you can't sit in the Azara. How's this Gemara possible to say that you're eating kachim when you're sitting? This is more than one tarot. That's number one, the yesh line. Simple tarot. Kachim kalim. Not kachim kachim. Kachim kachim has to be the Azara. Maybe you can't sit. But kachim kalim is in Yerushalayim. And the Chol B'Chol Eir. So I can let us sit. So, like the kasha was a type. The sitting is talking about Kachim Kalim. It's not in the Azar, it's outside of that. That's number one. That's number two. Inami. Let me read. Then I paraphrase. No, there's an exception. Afal Gav the in Yeshiva Azar. Elamalche Beis David. Even though we have such a rule, I have an exception to the rule. Hani Mili with Varn Lav Tarach Avoida. You're sitting down. So I'm exaggerating. We'll put a fun of it. Not, but avlachila tzarech avaydi. What do you mean? That's part of the avaydi. I mean, that's no real avaydi, but that's a tzarech avaydi. Right? A valmum is allowed to eat, and a valmum can't do the avaydi. What do you mean part of avaydi? They'll say, v'ochlu oisem ha'shakupa behem. That's washing the pot. They should eat them by the kehanim, which will cause a kapara. And I'll make the following drasha. Ha'kehanim oichlem, u'baylem is kaptem. Through the eating of the kahanim that helps the kapara of the violin. Oh, something that helps the kapara. The sure you'll have. Okay, so he's found an interesting exception to the rule. Good question in the week. How is it possible that someone's allowed to sit in the Zara besides the Malchus Beis David? According to the Reva from, because he's allowed to sit. If he's eating kachim, kachikachim. But that's the tzairach avaida. I'm stressing the word tzairach avaida. The reason I'm stressing tzairach avaida is because Avaid itself can't be a sitting. You can't do Avaid a sitting. But Tzarech Avaid, you could be a sitting. In other words, that's what I said yesterday when I learned the Rashi. I said there's two halachas. There's one halacha you can't sit in Bazara. One halacha you can't do Avaid by sitting. Not because sitting is also Bazara. Avaid can't be done sitting. So, Mitzad is in Fakar. Since it's an Avaid, you shouldn't be allowed to do a sitting. There's only some sitting you can't do, but avoid eating you can sit. But avoid you can't do sitting for a different reason, because avoid you can't be, not because of the place, because avoid it. There's two things. One thing, this mokim doesn't allow you to sit for no good reason, and another look is avoid it has to be standing. Okay. That's ha'ara. Okay, so that's the second tarot today. First tarot says there was a kachim kalim outside the azara. There's no yaladi kachim in the azara setting. It's a tzarech avoid. The place is right. Vasi Shapir Nami don't come out good. Or the parak bepek shem is vachem. That the kiddush yotayim v'regayim in a kiyar. And they have to wash their hands in the morning. Different times a day. But the bathroom, whatever it is that you have to do, kiddush yotayim v'regayim. The parak of a lasev, masev, let him sit down in order to do it. It wasn't so easy. You have to put your hand on your foot together. Let him sit down. Well, whatever the terrorist is, the more terrorist doesn't tell what the terrorist is. But Avagad the Bazar, no, Tzarech Avaida show. We just said it. Tzarech Avaida, that's to prepare you for Avaida. It's not an Avaida, so the Marakash, you should sit down. Aval Payis, the Hocha, Loi Choshev, Pais doch a loy chosh of tzorech avoida. Tefsh a loy pais. I don't know what these 10 words in Tosfos are trying to answer. Sorry, I just don't know. You're saying is pais, cursing pais, you can't sit down, right? It's not a tzorech avoida. What's avoida? You don't have to have a pais. You could walk over to Reuven and say, you do this, and Shimon, you do that, and Levi, you do that. Everybody would be, you know, Shalma, you saw, there wouldn't be machlokes, and then you can do it that way. You know, first come first, so whatever you could do anyway. But what's bothering you? They didn't sit by the pious. Well,
so they
but the pound. The pious is discussing here sitting. You can't sit for the Avaida. You could, maybe you could sit for the Achila of a pious, the Hocha. It's not a voida. You know what? It's so different. What? I just don't know. Sounds like they used to sit for the pious or whatever. Or they couldn't sit for the pious. Where does the Gemara talk about sitting for pious? I didn't see any Gemara yet. That's about sitting for pious. That's about
maybe,
the Zohar.
Maybe if you said, maybe if you held, you could sit for the pious because it's Zohar Kavoda. The thing is not Zohar Kavoda.
I know, but it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that you should sit for the pious. It doesn't say in Zohar. I don't know. Maybe another Gemara. But we didn't have any Gemara yet. Or Tysus that mentioned sitting by the pious. I don't know what's bothering Tysus. Okay, theoretically, you want to ask me, could you do the pious sitting? No, the answer is you can't. Okay, but I don't know where we had to have him in the Yeshiva. Again, it's true what Tysus is saying, but what was bothering Tysus proves from the Gemara that he can't sit? I don't know. I'm not sure what was bothering Tysus. Okay, third term, Inami. The third teretz is similar to the second teretz. Similar. Inami yeshloi mahainu taima de muta leishayis. He's not allowed to sit down. V'lecho kachim, the bachilas kachim, siv behul, it says v'kachim, that you should eat it l'moshcha. That's what l'moshcha. What does l'moshcha mean? Chazal tayin l'gdula. In other words, it's like a, Right. Royal thing. Something of stature. Like a king would eat. King's going to eat standing. Come on, of course not. Tainan Yishin. That sounds a little similar. In other words, I guess the second terrace, I would say during the second terrace and third terraces. Second terrace is you don't have to sit. Well, the mice is Tarkavide, you're allowed to sit. But the third terrace is no, Gaddafi is supposed to sit. I'm telling you to sit down. See, Kenneth Shikasha, why should you sit? I told you to sit down. Because what tells you to stand, you sit down. Because that's the way it's a royal, a regal thing to eat when you're sitting. Okay, let's read through it. Says Tosfos, don't make the following mistake. Aval ein l'taras, don't tell me. You know why the mutar lechem you should. The lishka sabnuyas b'chol upsuchas b'chayt. Made of shadows like this. They didn't eat it smack in the middle of Azara. They went into the one of the lishkas and ate it over there. And which kind of lishka? The ones that are built b'chayel and open to the kaidish. Shehen kazara l'chil kachik kachik. Maybe they have a din of like a zara with regard to kachik kachik. That's why you're allowed to yoyt the mitzvah. It's not, you know, taking it out of its place. That's our rishka chatzeres harba. So is marba chatzeres falesha shom mutter. And they also, yishen chashom azara, since the opening, since there's a wall around it. It's not part of our zara. This chay v'leim yishom. Tumma, you know, there's no Tumma over there, can he space in the Kaiman? So Gabi Tumma, it's considered outside. So maybe the Gabi sitting is called outside. So it's called inside the Gabi Achila, and it's called outside the Gabi sitting. Hey, that's the answer. The site says, before should the Gemara not the way. Right? What did Gemara say? Gemara said that, why was the Zakein allowed to sit there? Only because his it was Chayil. If it wouldn't be Chayil, you wouldn't be allowed to. So Habishmait Samash and the Leishan Ami because Zara Batsamash Leishan was the Feirish. We only have one opening to the Kaidish, you would not be able to sit there. So don't tell me that something which is, a room, an Azar, Lishka, even though it has an opening to the Kaidish, you're allowed to sit there. Not true. So again, like, if you wouldn't notice Gemara, I could hear Shavani. If you notice Gemara, I could hear Shavani. Okay. Last places. The Gemara just proves, how do you notice the Pious had to be the mokoim that had a din kedusha sazara. It says the base of lekim now, but the whole idea of pious was in the base of lekim. That's what the Gemara says. So obviously it has to have kedusha, or else it's not called base of lekim. Same, given the being a pious mekaydish, Have a good question. Okay, so you're telling me they have to be in Kodesh. So why can't they do it in a Lishka form? If you tell me you can't do the pious in the Azara, you tell me that the room has a din of the Azara, and you have to do it in the Azara, because they only kim the halach b'radis. So why didn't they do it in the Azara proper? Why do they all have to go to the side room? I would say even it takes away. They do it in the Azara itself, everybody watches. You walk into the Lishka there, and not many people in the Lishka, so it's not as noticeable. So why did they do it in the Azara itself? I'm Rabbi Tam. So two truths. Rabbi Tam says, "Given the night when it's snafstoy, the lechemem ganai hoya lamid when the stuff is azar. You stand around until they finish the count in the Azara without a hat on. Okay, the room side room. Okay, take the hat off. But in the Azara, since they had to take the hat off, okay, couldn't figure out another way of doing it, whatever. Just had to take the hat off. One of them, yeah, for that one person." Because that one person, we moved it all out of the Azara proper. But they bring down the Rambam, says not this way. The Rambam holds that they didn't take off the hat. They just took off the hat just as a simon. Okay, he was starting from in. They put it right back on about a second later. So the Kodesh Teretz wouldn't apply according to the Rambam. Okay, the second Teretz of Tais is the Rav Yitzchak Bar Baruch Kirish. We said in the Gemara, right? They were sitting in a circle. Standing in a circle. Now, let's say you're standing in a Zara in a circle. And someone has his back to Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the Heichal. There's a whole curse that the Gemara talks about. The Chirem HaHeichal Hashem is a terrible thing. What does that mean? So what are you saying? What has to do with this? The halacha that panel upon him, the birchas kanim has to be samush mealing so whatever. You have to face the kol. So nothing to do with the dayan to the kohen. Nothing to do with it. Yeah, again, the halacha you have to face the kohen. You asking me? I hear that's a good. I don't know if it's you don't want to stand there, you don't want to dive in there, you're bowing in the opposite direction. Yeah, that's a problem. But here's some, get back to the Heichal Hashem, it's not a problem. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. So, one down, three to go. We took care of one pious, the pious of Tumas Hadeshim. Now we have a pious of Shani. Now, the pious of Shani is a little bit more elaborate than the first pious. Pious Rishon was basically for the Tumas Hadeshim. Maybe if you remember the Gemara from Basement Aleph, that you know, they were afraid people wouldn't come, so they made a little addition. Right? And he said, if you do the pious for the Tumas Hadeshim, you're going to throw into it the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim and the Siddur Marocha. If you got a package deal. So here, it's not a package deal, but it's many different jobs. In fact, 13 different jobs that were taken care with the pious Hashem. What's the, what is me Shaychet, who does the Shechita, me Zayrek, who does the Zrika, me Medashayim, Mizrechami, who cleans out the ish of the Ktairis from the day before, Mizrechafimi, me Medashayim is someone who cleans out the Menorah from the night before, me Maila, so that's the 24, me Maila Ivarim LeKevish, who's going to carry the Ivarim to the Kevish? On the Kevish, not the Mizrei, on the Kevish. That is not one person. This is six different people. Harosh v'Regel, that's one. One person would carry the Rosh in his right hand, the Regel in his left hand. You can ask the question, you're not allowed to do Avodah with the left hand. How over here could he carry it with his left hand? So it's discussed. And one answer is what? Another person, let the Reuven do the right hand and Shimon do the right hand. The way you get around it, it's impossible. Right? So the answer is because Moilach, Pailacha, is an avoider which could be avoided. So you could check the animal right next to the Mizbeach. You could just accept the blood and spritz it on the Mizbeach. You don't have to walk with it. Or you can hand it over from one kind to another kind. You don't have to walk. So since it's an avoider which could be avoided, then you can do it with the left hand roll. Okay. Now the Reish is more chashuv, that's why it goes first, and that's what goes to the right hand. Regel, now this regel is the back right foot. Don't you know the story is of people like Kehanim, the babies, they would tie their left hand, they wouldn't be able to use it. Yeah. Yeah, lefty is possible. Okay. So again, so we're up to the first of the Ivarim. Second, Shteyadayim, and two hands, two forelegs, in other words. That's the second person. Again, it's only number six already. Second person of the Pa'okitz Varegel, that's the tail and the back left foot. Number three. Hachazav Agaira, it's like the breast of the animal with the gear is the neck. And the neck is not only the neck. The neck includes the windpipe, it includes the liver, and includes the heart. It was a package deal. Okay. Ushtead Farnois and the two sides, walls of the animal. Again, a Rosh HaRegel is one, Shtei Yadayim is two, Ukitz HaRegel is three, Chaz V'Geira, Farnais, HaKravayim. And the inside, just, you know, the Chalev and all that stuff. Kama, I'm putting a Kama really. Then there's a Silas, there's a Minchas Nesachim. Right? Carbon has a Mincha, you know, that is Yayin and the Silas. Sorry, Silas. Okay, Silas. Hachavitin. Hachavitin is a Chiddush over here. Hachavitin is, we know, is the carbon of the Kohen Gadol. Half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Now, they bring down the Rambam over here that you should know that they baked 12 loaves for the Chavitin Kohen Gadol. 12 loaves, and they split each loaf in half. Half in the morning, Masisa Malaika, Masisa Benabayim. Anyway, but from here we see that the Kohen Gadol didn't burn it. He paid for it. It came from his pocket. The Chavitim. But when we see a regular Kohen is the one who's bringing it onto the Mizbeach. The Chiddush that the Kohen Gadol, it is what the Mechas Chinuch proves in this Mishnah. That the Kohen Gadol has to sponsor it, but the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to be makar. The Kohen Hedik is makar. Okay. And Vayayin. So again, so we start off with four, right? Sheichet Zarek, Dishim Mizbeach, and Dishim Menorah. Then we had six who carried the different limbs, and now we have another three who carried the Minchas Nesachim, the Chavitin, and the Yayin. Total of four, six, and three is 13. Shloisha Asakan Zachuban. The 13 Ganim was Zeicha in this pious. Omar ben Azai with Meir Vekiva, when they carried it towards the Mizbeach, they're Chilucha Yekari. They would carry it in the order of the way the animal walks. Okay. Now the Gemara's got six different ways of defining the Omar, how they carried it. Okay. In other words, we would say, makes sense over here, but it wouldn't be the same order as the Tanakama. In other words, Reish would be first. The Chaz, we're going to see in the Gemara, Chaz second, Chaz and the Geira, Shtei Yadayim will be third, Shtei the Farnis will be afterwards, then the Kravayim, and then the, obviously, the Ukitz and the Regel will be last. Tail will be last. He's the idea of the Tanakhama. What the Tanakhama's basis is, we'll have to see in the Gemara. Okay? But the Zivachlaik is how? No, it's, well, they, it was a line of six Kehanim lined up. Who was first? Who was second? Who was third? Who was fourth? Who was fifth? So the Zivachlaik is Tanakhama said his daughter, and his son Yama disagrees, Benazi disagrees. So let's see Rashi. Mi Sheikhet Es HaTamid. It's all carbon tavid. Harayish haregel. Now, the truth is, Gemara, Mishnah, and the Rashi is not going to talk about it. Gemara is going to talk about it. That is the Tom Shubayin Abayim. What happened then? Have machlokes in the Gemara. They had a new pious for the afternoon, but the same people in the morning did in the afternoon. So, of the patient said, okay. Harayish haregel shel yamin. Right, the harayish and the right or back leg. The kohen echad. Say a dayan, that's the kohen, your second kohen. All kids were on the tail, or regal shall swan, the other leg, the left leg. Kenshlish, a chazan, who are shuman, or reis a kaka. That's the shuman of the animal, of the fat, the beef of the animal that faces the ground. The chayt can I say, Anal the kabbalay rush its slice. Now you cut off the meat, not the vertebrae, the connected to. Hagero who at tavar at the neck, uboy mechuber connected to that is akona, that's the windpipe. Hakaved the liver, valev and the heart. Hachaz vagero that's kain rvi. Say the fanais the two sides of the animal the chanishi. Hakravayim the inside vishish. Now he said another. Kain was silas, he's sawing one tenth, right? So he's sawing the tenth of an apa, see a safa, the minchas niskishal tam, that's the minchas nesachem of the carbon tam. A chavitin. Pichati is sawing, because it was his sawing, and then you split it in half. Most half in the morning with carbon diamond, half in the film carbon. She never sees the lake, half in the morning, sees the bear. Some of clay, Al Machlach, the Shem, the Yasa, it was made on a frying pan. There's different kinds of utensils for carbon mincha. Mafetano in an oven, Macheshet, right, in a deep fryer. And this was a frying pan. The Chavit in Shemash Machlach. Three lugin of wine, which was the nisach hayayin of a keves, which was the carbon time. Total of yud gimel hanan zeichem baby payis zeho echad. Sholish eser avoidais kehanim nuyis katan. If you count them like we counted, with 13 different jobs that were done. And the last one was the derech yivukhoi b'chayim, where the animal carries itself or walks in its life. By yakar v'atam, that's how he used to bring it to the mizbeach. Marfash will say the order, no, and the different other, again, the Sumadiyam will be more Madiyam when we get to the Gemara. Okay. That's a very interesting question. Gemara had a Havanin, we'll see what the Moskhan is shortly. Yibayalu, Shei Mephisim Avayda Achas Mephisim, Ayludim Ulachol Avayda Avayda Mephisim. Oh, the question is this. Did they have one pious? I'll fill you in what the Gemara is going to say. In other words, there was 20 kahanim lined up, let's say 40 kahanim lined up. It landed on Reuven. The Reuven gets the first, shechita l'chayra. There's a little bit of a problem with that I mentioned. It's interesting that the Rambam Pesher Shnaya says, has a different gears. He has echad zayrik and echad shaykhid. The zrika is more important. The zrika has to be a chayim. Shechita doesn't have to be a chayim. The zrika is more important. Okay, but in the Rambam he says this order, and the answer. And now, what's important about Shechita? The first thing of the day. I mean, to a Sedeshin a little bit, but the real first thing, avoid the day, is the Shechita. That's why it was fashion. Even though a Zohar could do it, Kehanim did it, the Zohar should only do it if he had an Alakha to do it. So you had a Kayan doing it. There's no Kayan for whatever reason, a Zohar would do it. Anyway, so Reuven got Shechita. Close up shop if there's no kain. The answer is there's always a kain, of course. How could it not be a kain? It has to be a kain. Baruch Hashem, there was no time in Chayis, there was no time. That's what a minion that doesn't have a kain for Aliyah. But it makes a midrash now, you know? Again, once every 24 weeks they got an opportunity to do the avodah, they were there. Okay, it's not for now. Very posh. The lady was forgotten in Klai Yisrael because the lady has no job as man as that. Klai has a job. He gets the Aliyah and benching and challah really officially truma and the pidyon haben you know, it's a chash of a job. And you can't be matami yourself. So you have to know if you're a kohen. If you're just almost fry a little bit, you know, if there's a kohen, they have to know. You can't go into basic quarters. You know, see, so he didn't uphold all the mitzvahs, but some things he held on to. Oh, what's a levy? A levy has no position, really. Anyway, that's what I forgot. Yeah, so again, so one after him gets the Dishan, right? It was one person wins, and then after the next 12 people follow suit. Right. That's the first thing. But Dilma, you said one, the next person online. The next person online. Whoever gets it, the next person gets second. The next 12 people. Also had 13 people. Or no, maybe they had 13 pieces. But they did a pious, and Reuven won. Reuven goes out of the line. Pious again, Shimon wins. That's a shiloh of the Gemara. And Gemara's going to cash, how could it be 13 pious? He said there's a total of four. How could it be 13 over here? It's a total of four. That's why it's cash. Toshima. I have a pious, tell you something. He said there were four pious. He's like a daita. He's going to tell me, like the second part of the Gemara, the lecho avayda va'avayda, every avayda has its own pious. See much more than four. How can you have a Havamina that there was a pious speech of Avodah? And for the Gemara, no. Arab pious doesn't mean four lots. It means four periods, four times that they got together. Maybe they gathered together four times for the pious. But each pious could have been more than one pious. Maybe each one had more than one. It's not a riot. Again, the shadow was the 13 pious to one. It says only total of four. Yeah, four means it's four times that they gathered together for the pious. If they actually did one pious at that time, there's no riot. Okay, again, the end of the day is it's only one. That's why it's the maskan. Okay, let's see Rashi before we go to the Amud Beis. Rashi after the Mishnah, Lavoida Achas Nefais. Zain Bishaychit. That's it. Once that person was zaycha, you don't have another pious in the next 12. Those who are to his right, then shachan achrav, they go after him. The one on his right gets the next. The one on his right gets the next. He says the Mishnah Seinu. Sheni l'zrika, shlisha l'dishan, l'zveyach apnini, reveal of nerev, v'chein kula. That's one side. V'dilmu l'chol avayda avayda. Are you chayzen or my tzinnin votes again? They would stick out the fingers again, make a new number, a minion. Maybe they take a pack with someone else. We'll get it. Okay, so at this point, Gemara, we have no proof. I was still in a shiloh mode. Which one was? Okay. This is the Gemara number day. Tosh them out. Now, I'm going to have a machlokes about this later. I'm going to talk about it. Okay, but Rav Yehuda's sheep, now there's an interesting chiddush in the Gemara. Okay, another, a lot of chiddushim we're learning about tachim. We all know, everyone knows, that the Ktairis made people rich. Right? Ktairis Masharet. You do the Ktairis, you get rich. Why is there a chiddush over there? Then the Ktairis is like a two-part job. One is the Ktairis, the psalmim, and one is the coals that you put the psalmim onto. Why is it talk about? This Rav Yehuda holds there was that's a shaila. Was there a separate pious for the machta to bring the coals? Well, no. The person who got the tires got the coals also. Rav Yehuda says, "Why a pious for machta? There wasn't a separate pious for the machta." And the kain says, "Zachar tires." Now he doesn't do it himself, but I'm lezesha inway zechay aina machta. It wasn't a separate pious, but he didn't do it himself either. So, Reuven HaKohen got the Tzairis, the one on his right got the Machzor. It is the pious number three. Because he says, the Shiloh, really it's a Shiloh. We'll see, Tzairis has more than one shot. We'll see in Tzairis. I would say to Nehau, question like we said before, one on his right. Okay. I'm Lazesha Imai, right? The one who's next to him, the Imai is next to him, it says with him. Okay. Anyways, what do we see? That he had only one pious, not two. So the Gemara just thought, just like for the pious and machta, it's one pious. So for the sheep and the drink, it's also one pious. So the Gemara know, Chani machta carries the chana avayde. It's one thing. Like it's a two-part job. You need the coals and you need the pious, and you put the coals and the pious together. So it's one job. So it's one pious. So maybe the sheep and the drink. And I don't know, all the rest of the things we mentioned in the Mishnah, you know, maybe it's all going to be separate pieces. It's not right. Okay, all right. You could damage the Gemara because it's fighting for another direction. Okay. Yehuda said there was no separate pieces, so maybe Yehuda only picked Machta. That's Machta, Uktaris, Tachada, Avaida. It's only one Avaida. That's why Rav Yehuda said you do one deal. I have to make a deal. I will share a vayda. You didn't talk about other vaydas. You have pious. You need a separate pious because each one is a separate job. The Gemara knows, it's not right. Really, it always is one job. I mean, it's always one pious. Why did he specify the machta? Machta is a special chiddush. Balka dad of Tanino hoyel v'loy shchita, not common. You know, in sense, all other Kabbalahs, even though we talk about the Kabbalah Talmud, well, many Kabbalahs do it every day. So if you weren't going to the pious of the Kabbalah Talmud, you got another carbon. Your friend came to the base of the you bought a carbon, and he asked you to do it for him. Now you can do that. So you brought your own carbon. But this is only one twice a day, and that's it. No more than twice a day. So it was limited, and we said already, well, a lot of Kahana around. It could be the Kehan who never was like it a whole life to do it. Loishchisa, a ma'atra, makes you rich. They hear a Kiddush. Not only Iktarius makes you rich, the one who does the machta also makes you rich. Okay? The school, you know, I can know the school. There's another school. Okay, you have to be a kind for this one. This skin, takana. This skin, though, we should make a takana. Pious with me, it's not commercial. No, again, there's no riot from there. My thing, Rav Yehuda, again, we don't want to throw another man in the hole. But Rav Yehuda holds there was one pious for the machta and for the kfeiras. Either the pshat is over here and everywhere else also. That's one way of saying it. Okay, the chiddush over here is, even though it makes you, maybe because it makes you rich and it's not common, maybe we should make a special pious for it. Okay, Kashan. Well, no, the Saka over here was one pious, and everywhere else was more than one pious. No Raya, one way is out. Okay, let's finish up the last Raya. Kashamad, Tani, Ruchia, Ruchia, Abraitham, of Purish, Loyla, Chalavaidam, Avaidam, of Pais. They didn't do a separate pious every Avaidah, there's only one pious. Elakayan, Shazach, of the Tamid, the one who was Zaych in the Kabin Tamid. Meaning the Shechita L'chaira, Shnei Master Echav HaKayanim Nimshach and Imoy. The other 12 Kayhanim were next in, yet swept along. Now, you know, it's clear there was not 13 Paisites, one Pais, and just we went down the line for the next 12 people. Just Rashi. The top Rashi. Why are you Pais L'machto? What is that? Between the feast and the Kairos, which again is the third pious, we could have it on the Chavav Amidala, the next Amid. When they made the pious to the Kairos, they found that feast and Kadoshim Kairos, new people, right? Because you can't be a repeat customer. Kadoshim Kairos, well, the feast, or a new person comes to the pious. Now, Kairos, Jacob Shnekan, really, he's super Hanum. According to review, it was Echot Shamayla. One carries in the curse from outside into the heichel, like be right. The echad, one of them, shechayte gilchalim al mizbeach. He takes coal from the outside mizbeach. Umachnis leichel, he brings it in a pan, machta, into the heichel. The nice one mizbeach apini. The hakter is ktaris alayim. So there's really the he puts it on first, and then the other kind puts on the ktaris. The apini will come on. We're going to learn later. Be kroy. That Shagachli Mizeach Apnimi, this was the Mizeach Achitim Choyon. No, they didn't have coals on the Mizeach Apnimi all the time. Every morning you took off some coals from the Mizeach Achitim and put it on the Mizeach Apnimi and you put on the. Of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda made a statement. He said, "For the feast of Misha Zoyche Matzah, there was no special pious for the Matzah. Elamish Yiskah Ktsayrus, one who only did a pious for the Ktsayrus. That they did. And after it was Misha Zoyche, but whoever was Zoyche, Oymel Zesh should be Yeminai. Okay, so Rashi said clearly, it's the one on his right. Okay, well, the pious is the Rashi, the one on his right. Zechei Ini the Matzah. No, no, come on. Now be my partner. Alma lav l'chol avayde avayde mitzvah. Now it's Gemara's Havamina. You can go right from here that not you don't have a separate one. It is the one and everything else gets a tag along. Well, he said, no, maybe it's not a raya. Maybe because over here it's one avayde, so you have one person. When it's one avayde, you have more. Someone said, maybe it's different because Havu is sheikhak tayrit. Avayim v'yam. V'yam twice a day. You can't do a private carbon. Tayrit. Right, that was the chiddush of the business of Mishkan of the Nesiyim. The Nesiyim were able to bring Tafachas Malei Ktayrus. That was a special chiddush of the Hirah Shah that he could bring five Ktayrus. Ktayrus is only the Tzibur. And that's Nadava. You know, you bring the Asa Shekel, you use that money to buy Ktayrus. That's one thing. And the Asa, also Masheres HaTzayitzim, it also makes you rich. You know, Minu Lekamon B'Perkin. Okay, again. Really bad experience, but it's going to go to the Machter's part of the experience. Let's see, Tosis. Have faith. Toshamar of Yehuda, I'm a loyman of Tayyus for Machter. Tayyach, you bring a ride from Yehuda. But there's a Tana who argues with Yehuda. Let's see who that is. But there's a Tana who argues with Yehuda. Find my son Yehuda. Lysi Tana Kama Ibcha. Obviously, Tana Kama disagrees and holds it a separate. Pious for Machta and separate pious for Tyrus. But Fingaraya, that they did separately for the Zrika and the Shechita and the Akhtara and the Ivarim and all, whatever, the Silas and the Yayin and the Chavita and the Yeshlai. So Hachi Maisi, the Philo Tanakam will be followed away. No, the truth is the Tanakam does not argue. I mean, he does for a different reason. Sorry. The Tanaka argues, but for a different reason. Why? Like the Gemara said, the Sara. Oh, the Tayyus is the Loish Chis, but it's not Kamen Ma'asra. So that's why he holds that you do two Paisai. Allah Ma'amaisa, Hazan Moz. From Yehuda, we see clearly. The Tanakama, you wanted to say that he holds you two Paisai. No. If Yehuda holds it one Paisai, and Tatana also holds one Paisai. Question is, I'm sorry, for the wrong. From Yehuda, you see that everywhere else it was only one pious. Even the Tanakam that holds over here, it's to a degree everywhere else is one. Here it's true for a different reason. Then, we'll put from Yehuda what he holds, that it's one pious for all, and we'll assume that the Tanakam doesn't argue. Either Tanakam argues by the Machta and the Cyrus, yeah, that's a special reason, because it's like Shechik and it makes you rich. Okay, that's one shot. Second shot, Inami Tzorchwan. Rav Yehuda has zoich of a machta. Loi hoi zoich a klal mikoyach pious. Yeah. It wasn't anything to do with the pious. Mach mishu zoch a zebik pious. The zoch a zesh etfoy nili be machta. Which Rashi says. He's not saying that. El bedaite de koyin shu zoch a vitar salyim mochta. The text is saying now is that you are zoich a pious, you need a partner. For your best friend. Brother Talbot, you need assistance. So whoever it is, it's your sisters, it's too hard for you to carry yourself. You get an assistance, whatever you want. El Bedai to the coin of Zaka Vitaris Talyamu. He boy Eu Ovid Hakoel. And he really could do the whole thing himself if he really wanted to. Again, Rav Yehuda holds with two separate people. Right? And Yehuda says he give it to the job to next to I'll be careful. Okay, again, he's saying that even according to Yehuda, it really doesn't mean that you had another schut. It was one schut, and you gave it, you shared your schut. Okay? And if you wanted the whole thing yourself, you could do it yourself. That's strange, no? Ashkam Yom Kippurim, and you give it a Kohen Gadol to that, and Gil had to carry it into the Kodesh Kedosh and do all by himself. Okay, Avagav the Hostam Shricha Mils Ketubos. You know, that's much harder. So we said yesterday, right? It was a big difficulty. He had to carry him with two hands, then he had to get it from the machta, from the pan onto his hands, and from the hands onto the machta. Was a bit hard job. The boiler see the chafna. He has to do it with two hands. It was much easier. You know, he just carries it from the outside with his two hands, the besamim, the tire, not carry the machta. It is still the common package to you. So when it's so difficult, they force the kind of, they force the kind of, so koshkin hacha, of course, over here, which is much, you know, it wasn't such a difficult task, didn't have to do it, you know, that way he could just port it straight on to the, whatever. It wasn't that much. So like Tricha Mills, the Mati Avalu Kul Mills, the Kudai, he really could do the whole thing himself. But me, we shown the Tricha Mills, that's a little bit of a schlep. Or because the Mills, it was a common thing. So your aim of Akar is the Chai Yidu the Master. You know, come on, you help me with the Master. The Ragal HaYolayimah, now maybe it was common, why is the Shemir Esko, the Nima, the Shemir, he doesn't want to fight. Go pick your friend, and you pick, I'm also your friend, and why didn't you pick me? So he took that as the next thing. That was just, you know, practical, maybe good advice. So like Yakfidu HaKemel, I'll show my kindness against him. But that's practical. In the Yitzhah, with Shemir, so if you want to do it either himself, right? The last is Tubatsayakar or Lemon Shri Shandu is silent, the one on his left. So someone who's not even sitting there at all, they think he could do it also. Okay, so we're just saying over here. This thing over here is that according to Yehuda, it was a different ball game over here entirely. Okay, in other words, according to Yehuda, one person is Zayt. Okay. Well, let's see. The chain mashma, and we still have to get to the answer. The lechayim were going off on a tangent a little bit. Tasha Tyson's discussion was why we bring Yehuda not to Panakamu argue. So now going off on a whole pattern of Yehuda, which has to connect back. How does that connect to Tasha? Okay, but so let's be patient.
Why would
Tasha think it's going to
be
a different?
Because there's no
fire. He's just proving that one person could do both. That's what he's saying. One person could do the tires with the master. And your kibbutz was a much harder job. And they still, and then the kohen gadol have to do it. But when the kohen has to do it then it makes sense that any kohen normally could do it also. That's what he's saying. Okay? The chen nashma, what I just said, that it was not, again, the kohen who won one and he picked another person. A Russian kohen shezacha b'machta oinu. Isn't that strange? The kohen says to his neighbor, why you? The mamunah. To say, Kain, you won Cyrus, and the money should say for that person, you got the machta. Why is the Kain telling the neighbor? Because that says it's the Kain's good. Well, come on, I'm at play, or just say, Sam, I'm at play, then Shechimai. One of the next thing gets swept along, to number the stomach. It says, the Gatoshin Gemara, which we had, as the last writer, your days echo, come in Shechimai, they get swept along. Since they get swept along, he invites them. Then, by the our Mishnah, the writer on our Mishnah says, Reuven won, and the other 12 Kehanim get swept along. Now, here it is, they get swept along. So he says it to the next 12 person. It sounds like it's a different thing. This automatic, and here it's his cook. It's another right. Chen Masha Pesach. Kitani Basta Milsad of Yehuda Da'aka. Yes, it's Masha of Yehuda the what? There was no separate highest. Diver of Lez Ben Yaakov. The mic is only going to bring you Lez Yaakov later in the Gemara. He holds Leia Pius Leivarim. It is a separate point. In our Mishnah, we're going to have that the fourth Pius was the people who carried from the Kevesh onto the Mizeach. A separate Pius. Leslie Yaakov says, no. The same person who brought it from the floor onto the Kevesh comes back later and carries it from the Kevesh onto the Mizeach. That's what Leslie Yaakov holds. So it says, Diver of Leslie Yaakov, the Maisam of Leia Pius Leivarim. The same person who was Zoycha to put it onto the Kevesh, he's going to carry it from the Kevesh to Mizeach. What do we say? Just like the Lez Ben Yaakov said that there was no fire. The same thing in Machta. No, just like Lez Ben Yaakov said there was no separate schus for carrying it from the Kevesh to Mizeach. So Yehuda says there's no separate kashrut machta. That's the hemshuch of the two halachas over there in the Pesach. Okay, now Tosfos goes back to answer the question. Okay, so he just went off on a whole, you know, statement, the theory of Tosfos, thesis of Tosfos, that the Machta belongs to the Baal HaTaira. He could do it himself, he could do it to one next to him on the right, left, someone else. It's his course. It wasn't a separate thing at all. Hashta Maisi Shabbat and Yehuda. Now we understand what the Gemara brings out from Yehuda. Why? Because I, the Kashi was a big reference to Tanakama. No, the Ad Kamei told the Rabbana Lei. You know what Rabbana argued? Elzoi Shirei, the Das Kayin and Seichet Beres Kayin also. They hold on this, disagree with the whole concept. Well, concept of Yehuda is that it's the foot of the Balak Tairis. Rabbana disagree. It's not the foot of the Balak Tairis. The separate foot. Yes. The Yehuda is the foot of the Balak Tairis. He can do it himself, to the person of the Shoei. The Bans disagree all the time, it's close. But they agreed in that there was no separate pious. And you might have the pious in the thesis. Although I really mean, I'm going to eat pious. That's why. In other words, again, where I from Yehuda, there's no two pious. Point of Yehuda, there was no reason for a second pious. Even our Bans who disagreed, theoretically, there could be a pious, there was no pious. Okay. Period. The name was no, that is the place of cash. As Tysus, you should know, Al Karchach, the Polig of Lezer and Yaakov, Alayla Kamon, Lez and Yaakov doesn't argue on this. The Sphere Lay, well, he does argue, but for a different reason. This, again, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is going to argue and hold that there was a separate tithe. He just mentioned, they led the Yaakov hold that there's no pious carrying it from the Kevish to the Mizayach. What was the fourth pious? Then there was one pious for the two Zedeshim, one for the 13, and the 13 for the second pious was the same as bringing it from the Kevish to the Mizayach. The third one was pious. Fourth was Vachta. But, as Tosfos, there's nothing he doesn't argue. Only, Al-Kargalei, Polygon, the only reason he argues is Shechayzim of pious. The Tzarek Masvik today, Lahashim Dal Paisim. Yes, Afor. How do you ask Afor? I don't know, but that's what the Gemara says. Yishum Tam Yesh, there must be some reason. Shane Mukakas and Dal Paisim. That's what Masvik the Gemara. There's always four. Has to be four. Okay, so it has to be the Master. It has to be Master. If it's not for that, there's no Master. There's nothing. Now, with the Kapark with Kamon, Tam is Zimri. There's many times. Again, based on different man the Yamim. Like, hey, you can't blush a little pious, you're missing out a pious. What's the big deal? I said, you have to have four. Think of a pious, a shiny kuliyama, maidu, given to the pamaches, a pious, to loyalachal avoid in the pious. There was no reason to do more. That's a four. There's no reason to do more than four. Maybe Lezrin Yaakov held his one for the master because he needed a fourth one. Okay, right, back to the Gemara. So after two, that, 12 lines down from the top. Pious, a shiny. Interesting question. The Mishnah left out something. The Mishnah taught about the Shechita and it taught about the Zrika. Who did the Kabbalah? Obviously, one of the 13. Now, it doesn't make sense. Only one or two people. One did the Shechita, also did the Kabbalah. But the one who did the Zrika did the Kabbalah. That's more Shiloh. I buy Lubin the Kabbalah. Shechit the Kabbalah. Let the Shechit do the Kabbalah also. Now, why the Sheikh more than the Mekabel? The Amrit Zarek Mekabel, Agar Chavivusay la Mekabel l'kul adam. Maybe you're going to tell the Zarek to do the Kabbalah. We know that the main part is the Zrika. He has to collect the blood and then do the Zrika. He's so excited, he's not going to finish, wait, be patient to wait till all the blood comes out of the behemoth. And he'll run to do the Zrika. You know, if you do the Shechita job is over, he's not going to rush into the something else. So the Sheikh should be the Mekabel. When he finishes, he hands it over to the one who does the Zrika. I don't know. Zarek Mekabel, you know why? Because the Aram Mishaykh Mekabel is in the Shachet Zar. Right? Let's remember, a Shachet can be Zar. When a Zar does, obviously he can't be Mekabel. So does it make sense we should institute that the Shachet should be Mekabel? And it sounds like we'll have to make exceptions. Better make the rule that the Mekabel always does the Zarek. It has to be a coin does the Mekabela. And you don't have to have any exceptions. That's the Shiloh. Who does it? The Zayrek or the Zayrek or the Shechit? Hashema. It's going to be a Mishnah later. Talks about different gifts that were given to the Beis HaMikdash. Then cotton us the good days dog with you. The tier, here, that's just pizza. He made a kiar. You know, they have people have the wine. You pour the wine into the cup and it goes into separate small cups. So they had water there and it was 12 spouts. He built it with 12 spouts. Why? Because you should base echel kahanin by sukkah mitamid mekatchin yidayim raglan vasachin. All 12 of them could do it at the same time. Hold on. 12 plus 13. One of them is the sheikh. The sheikh doesn't have to wash his hands. Azar could do it. So that is 12. Oh, but if the sheikh had to be mekabel, he had to wash his hands. Again, it's only 12 spouts, not 13. Why not 13? Because the sheikh doesn't need it. But the sheikh does the kabbalah, he does need it. For the kabbalah, you need to wash your hands. But he, Amrit Sheikh at Mekabel, he's talking that the Sheikh at Mekabel place that he needs 13. That's a clear raya that the one is the drink who has to do the wash his hands anyway, does the Kabbalah also. So you, two avoiders are done with one kayin, and therefore you don't need 12, 13 spouts, 12 spouts. Shami knows a good raya. Another raya to this. It says the following in the Braisa. Chokara Sheikha Tekila Makabal. Clear, no? The Sheikha did the Shita and the Makabal did the blood. And the other is again, he came, the second person went to the Shita. Shami knows it's a clear raya that the Sheikha did one job and the Makabal and the Zairik were the same person. Let's see, Rashi. Nima Kabel. Rashi, 12 lines down the narrow line. Nima Kabel Damatavit. Given the Lemon, it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. Playing for a separate client, Shami Nachad, the Hanni Tavit. It must be one of the people there, which obviously is going to shake it in the Zarek. He said, maybe the Zarek shouldn't do it. Because I'm a Chavi, Lucid, the Jake, he's so beloved, he's so anxious to do the zrika, she avoided zayach. Why the kabel kodesh? He's not going to collect all the blood. I mean, come on, charge the kabel as kolanam. That's halacha. Now you don't have to sprinkle all the blood in the zayach. Maybe you say whatever. You have to collect all the blood. Afterwards, you fill it on the zayach. That's sprinkle in the zayach, but you have to make kabel all the blood. Then the shachet zar sheshchit ksher bezayach. You know, the kabel of silver blood. The kabel again. The shnemu shachet is then a blocker. Which sounds like anybody. The krivah, and then it says the kahanim should be, which we dash in the kabbalah. Krivah doesn't only mean the krivah, it means the kabbalah with the ilacha. The kabbalah of eilach, which leaves our shchita shikshayim. That's the then katan kain gagohai. And he donated a new kiyar with yudhay zad and shayyayinik mehemayim. That's where you pour the water into it and they go into different paths. Why 12? 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 So why is enough to have 12? It's a right, you have to, it must be the same person as the Kabbalah does the Zik. Avadan Tanina, that's the same person who did it. Zrika did the Kabbalah, and the Kabbalah did the Zrika. We'll stop next week if you want to do a line or two. Amalei ben Azai, Amalei ben Azai, Akiva, Tanabana. Hey, to the Achiluch. The Mishnah didn't say what's called the Achiluch. What is the Achiluch? So again, six Kehanim lined up. What's the order? Harai Sharegel at first. That is first. Hachaza, that's what he said, is the chest. Bagheira and the neck. Then Shneidayin, the two four legs. Shneidafanit, the two side walls. And Okasaregel, and the tail with the back left leg. That's Tupsha. Third shot. Of Yaisi Yamadarach HaShaita Yekar. But the way they skinned it, and they skinned it from bottom up. Where they hung it. In other words, from the tail down, right, head down, from the tail down. So therefore, How did they do that? Kaitzad. Again, Rosh is always first. I think because the Rosh is most partial. So no matter what, the Rosh is first. The Rosh is first. But then Ha'uk is first. Then you use the tail and the back left foot. Then Shtei Defani, two sides. Then Shtei Yadayim. Then you go to the two four legs. And then Achaz the Vageir. And then you do the breast and the neck. Okay. So we'll start the Tanabana tomorrow. Oh, yeah.